Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining us today. If you just tuned in, if you've been listening already, thank you for that especially. I'm excited about having our good buddy Russell Brown back on the show. Russell is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, now in our ninth year having a relationship with Russell Brown. He's the author of Strategies for Successfully Buying and Selling a Business and Preparing Your Business for Sale. That's the other book. He's also the developer of BizPricer, which is an outstanding software program that to help you put a valuation on your business or one you may be thinking about buying. And he's our good friend. Russell, welcome back to the show.
Well, I'm glad to be back, Rocky.
It's good to have you back, as always. And folks, Russell and I have been doing a series of due diligence, taking basically the alphabet that Russell has in one of his books, in his strategies book, taking the alphabet and talking about taking one or two topics at a time in the due diligence process. And I think we're down to the Z's, aren't we, Russell?
We're right at the Z, yeah. The zoning issues associated with a small business.
Right.
And, you know, you may not think of these if you're buying a business or selling the business, but these are important issues. There are, you know, there's a lot of businesses that may be operating, we're talking small businesses mostly, that may be operating in a grandfathered situation relative to zoning.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've been in business for a while, as you well know, zoning rules and laws change over time. And, of course, in almost all cases, a business or other structure, real estate structure, whatever, that is in non-compliance is allowed to continue within these zoning regs. But herein lies the problem is that most laws say that if the business changes hands, is sold to another owner, then these zoning regulations will then apply.
Of course, this assumes there are a couple of issues here inside of this, aren't there, Russell? Part of it is the zoning mostly it's the zoning of the real estate. Right. What the real estate is being used for.
Correct.
Meaning.
Well, for example, yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to give you an example. I mean, if you have a business and the zoning has now been determined to be residential, and you're operating a business in a residential zone, and any new person trying to come in and start a business in that area would face a big problem because it's zoned residential, and there you are with your business. So, but you've been grandfathered in, but now you go and sell the business, and most of these grandfathered allowances run with the operator, the owner of the business, the exemptions to the owner of the business, not to the real estate situation. So it doesn't run forever just because that business is there.
Well, yeah, but it may be because the real estate itself they feel like it needs to be used for other things. It could go one way or the other. Or it may be that the particular type of business is no longer desired in that particular area. But either way, there could be a problem with it, and you have to make sure you find out. When you buy a business, or you know what else? If you if you're just buying a piece of real estate, and you're going to change the business, there may be a grocery store in a piece of real estate. You may be planning on putting a computer store there, or whatever it may be, and what you find out, what you may find out maybe too late, is that after that business that was there ends, the city or the county or whoever is in charge has said, you know, no more commercial buildings here, no more commercial businesses here.
Right. That's exactly right. And so these are just things that you look out for. It doesn't mean these are fatal problems. A lot of times you can request a variance to the new zoning regulations so that the business can remain in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, depending on the economic climate and the plan, the development plan for the town or city that you're involved with, you know, you could get the variance.
Stand by, Russell. When we come back, there are a couple of other issues. There are a few other issues that could cause this to be a problem. The grandfathering, there are other grandfathering issues involved. And when we come back, we're also going to talk a little bit about eminent domain. I'm going to get Russell to help us with that. Coming back right after these messages, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Russell Brown, the author of Strategies for Successfully Buying and Selling a Business and Preparing Your Business for Sale, and the developer of BizPricer. Russell, give us your website, please.
BusinessBookPress.com.
We can buy the books and the software program there, can't we?
Yes, you can.
BizPricer.
Plus, there's lots of free information, too.
BizPricer. Pretty cool software program, and they can download it, can't they?
They can download it. They can get a CD-ROM delivered in the mail, or they can do both.
Yeah, I recommend, if you have to have it right now, folks, go ahead and download it, but go ahead and pop for the CD. That way you'll have your own copy with you, and if anything ever, your hard drive crashes or whatever, you can always just reload it right back up. Russell, we're talking about zoning issues, making sure that you check these things out when you're doing your due diligence as you think about buying a business. Here are some other examples of zoning where you could run into a zoning problem, a grandfathering situation that might not accrue to you, the new owner of the real estate, and the business. You could have a parking issue. It's possible that the city says, okay, you know, there was a time when we didn't have any requirements for parking for a business, but now we require 1.75 parking spaces per 100 square feet or whatever the rule is, and this business doesn't have it. And so you could wind up having to, maybe not even to open up if you don't get that solved, or if you don't figure out how to find more parking or whatever. I've seen that happen before.
Oh, you know, that's a good point. I've seen it happen as well. You know, that and signage.
That's the next one. Tell us about that. That's the other one.
Well, signage is, if you really go into the regulations, in most situations, most towns, you find that there's a strict limit on the size, the square inches or square feet of signage that's allowed per unit or
per square foot of dirt or whatever
of business and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you'll find if the business has the signs up before zoning, the signage is larger than what would be required. But I'm going to tell you a little hint on the side here, and I've been involved in this for many years. I've owned commercial buildings and stuff. And what works best is never ask that question. It should not be a killer to you in most businesses. But never ask the question of the zoning office on signage. because they don't have the staff nor the willpower nor anything
right.
to enforce
so
to go around and measure up signs.
It's better to ask for forgiveness instead of permission. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly right.
Well,
exactly right.
I agree with you. I agree with you because I did that. I actually, whenever I put a sign in my yard, I made sure that I knew what size it was, and I made it proportionate, the correct size, and it's proportionate for our neighborhood, for our business neighborhood. But somebody across the street didn't ask, and they put up a great big sign, and nobody's ever said anything to them about it.
That's right.
You know, and
right.
which kind of annoys me. But anyway, the other thing, another thing that could be involved here is landscaping. And see, this would be a case where the business has no landscaping, And in the last, you know, year or 5 or 10 years or whatever since this business opened up, the city came in and said, we require a, you know, a certain kind of landscaping, trees, shrubs, grass, et cetera, et cetera. And this might not prevent your deal from going through, but it might cost you an extra $10,000 to comply.
Yes. Yes, and
I've seen that happen before.
Well, I've seen that too, yeah. And, you know, sidewalks tie in with that. You know, sometimes there might be a sidewalk issue, and not necessarily most places that storefronts have sidewalks in front.
Mm-hmm.
But it may be an issue relative to either maintenance or maybe even size of the sidewalk. I once owned I had a business that its frontage of the business extended into the sidewalk, but was now the new sidewalk area. There was no way to change this because you'd have to rip the front of the building off. But anyway, these are all issues that you want to look into, think about, and, you know, and tied in with this zoning, too, of course, is issues relative to safety, which some towns come under the, not under zoning, but come under the fire marshal's office.
Right. You may have to put sprinklers in your system.
Right. Sprinklers and fire extinguishers and you know, things of that nature. Exit ways, ramps, and you know, the disability.
Well, yeah, for the ADA, the American Disability Act. Yeah, you got that kind of thing to think about.
Right. So I'm sort of lumping all of this stuff under this little cute little system of doing everything by alphabetically.
I just think back, Russell, and I know some people are saying, you know, well, how often does this happen? Well, all I can tell you is, folks, I don't know how many times I've had people to tell me horror stories of where they bought a business, bought a piece of real estate or whatever, and went ahead and, you know, cut the deal, and just in order to open up, they wind up having to spend. They were able to open up. They were able to go into business, but they wind up spending a whole lot more money than they ever thought they were going to have to. Money they didn't need to spend. Money they needed to spend on their business, they had to spend just in order to kick the doors open.
Right, and money that probably would have been spent by the seller to make sure that the business was ready to be sold.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So if you're the buyer, you want to definitely make sure you are aware of all.
Ask the questions and find out what it takes. When we come back, I do want to get into this eminent domain issue, this Kelo versus New London case. That's a big deal that you heard me talk about before, but I want to talk about that with Russell. And that's the first thing we'll do right after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Russell Brown is our guest. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for going there. Thanks for checking it out and using it to your advantage. Looks like we're going to have a record month this month, people using the site, coming to the site and using it. The page views, the number of visitors, it's just really growing in leaps and bounds. I'm so glad to see that because we work hard to make this available to you. And we also thank our partners, our corporate partners, for making it available to you for free, helping us to do that. And so I hope you'll continue to take advantage of it. Tell your friends about it. Email them links to our site if you want to and let your friends know about it. Also, don't forget, we'll email you our newsletter on Sunday afternoon. If you want to subscribe, you can do that right on the homepage. You can come and check out our blog, which is also a link to it on the homepage, or we will send it to you Monday through Friday. And either way, check all that out. Also, you can find my books there. Both of my books are you can link to them while you can find out more about them and buy them from our website right there on smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find out complete entire body of work that Russell Brown has deposited with us over the last 8+ years. So many things. Let me tell you something, folks. If you're thinking about buying a business, if you're thinking about selling your business, and you haven't spent some time listening to some of the things Russell has talked with us about over the last 8 years, which we have in the archives, you're missing an opportunity to do a better job, and I hope you'll check that out. Just find Russell Brown's place in our brain trust list, and it's all there. Just an incredible body of work, Russell, and for that we thank you for that.
Well, you're doing well.
let's talk about eminent domain. We talked about zoning issues being a problem for potential buyers or and sellers, actually. But they're all over this country, Russell. There almost seems like there's an epidemic or something, especially since Kelo v. New London, which is the case, which is really near you up there in Connecticut, just around the corner from you, the New London area. There are municipalities that are taking property under the takings clause of the Constitution. They're taking property from folks. They're calling properties blighted. They're deeming it blighted, and they're taking it from them, not for railroads, not for bridges, not for highways, but for other commercial developments.
Yes, and that's a scary thing, in my opinion. I'm sorry.
There's no question about it.
I think it's an absolutely scary thing. And then we, in this area where I'm from, in Connecticut, have lived through this and probably learned more about eminent domain and all of the issues than we ever wanted to know, because it's been a constant thing in the local paper. I mean, we're talking about this Kello house is within 10 miles of my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very aware of it. Followed it closely and was shocked that the Supreme Court ruled as they did.
Well, what's going on, folks, is under the Fifth Amendment, there's a clause called the Takings Clause that you've heard me talk about before. I've also written about this, which is where a government, federal, state, local, can condemn a property and take it for the purpose, by paying fair market value, for the purpose of public use. Now, what's happening now, though, Russell, is these governments, these local governments, are converting the public use into something called public benefit.
Yes.
In other words, public use would be for something that the greater public could use and that the government was developing.
Right.
Public benefit is where the city says, wait a minute, you know, Russell Brown's not paying enough taxes, Blasingame's not paying enough taxes, let's condemn their property and sell it to a developer that will pay us more tax base.
Exactly. Or
and make it look like we want it to look, not the way Russell and Blasingame have it.
Yeah, and isn't that disturbing? Because
it's
that means
disturbing.
That you know, that no one is safe. I mean, you could be in your home and someone decides that a big box store would be mm-hmm. better in that little part of the neighborhood. And
that's right.
And so they go to the town and they show them how they can make hundreds of thousands of dollars more in taxes per year if they were able to take over this piece of land, put up the big box store. And
that was Justice O'Connor's exact argument when she dissented. What the justices did, folks, what the majority did was to basically kick it back and say the states can decide. That's basically what they did. Instead of saying, no, the takings clause means public use, not public benefit. And
right.
So that's another thing, folks, when you're buying businesses, Russell, as you have told us many times, you got to check these things out, don't you? And
right,
see where all this is.
You know, just interesting. I don't know how much time we've got.
We have no time. You have to hold on to that one.
Okay,
we got time for your website one more time.
Businessbookpress.com.
Don't forget BizPricer and the books, all those things, and free stuff, too, at Russell's website. Thanks, Russ. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.